The Sportscast, May 26, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. And also visit us on thesportscast.net. We got some breaking news on the Ravens this morning. And also go on our Twitter, thesportscast1. We usually break the news there. Then we post a post afterwards on our website. Check out our app, The Sportscast. You can get notifications. We break stories when Drew Brees says he wants to come back and things like that. Anyways, this is an impromptu podcast. Thursdays, I usually don't record, but we had to last night. Turn of events, Celtics have won two games straight in a row. They now lead the series against the Miami Heat 3-2. And join us, a man that I can't think of, that I cannot think of anyone else to join us, stepping in out of the shower, Victor Orocho. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Okay, stepping out of the shower. I get up at 5:30 in the morning. What are you talking about?
Well, Victor and I have been watching the past two games of the Heat. It was games – well, actually, no, not the Heat. It was one game with the Heat, game four in Boston. Each game has been, like, you know, 20-point leads starting from the first quarter. But this game yesterday was a little bit closer, but the Celtics pulled away with a 13-point win, 93-80. Victor, your thoughts over last night's game? I know you have a lot of content to talk about.
Yeah, I apologize. I've just gotten bombarded.
He's checking his work email. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, something came in that was important. We're live, right? We're streaming live?
We're live on YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch.
Awesome. So last night's game, well, you know, I obviously was happy with how it started. I can't tell if Jimmy Butler's hurt or not. I can't imagine him going from the performances he had in the rounds before to the performances he's had in the last three games. Number one. Number two, it was nice to see Bam. Bam had a stretch of help keeping us in the game and coming back, and then somehow they go away from that. That's that. The other thing is, you know, I know Tyler Hero is hurt, but I'm pretty disappointed because, you know, I always prided the Heat on the fact that they had a deep bench. I mean, guys would come off and perform. It was nice to see Duncan hit a few threes, but he's just not performing. I mean, we're shooting it's dismal. I mean, we are shooting the worst I've ever seen a team in the playoffs shoot. And then we're just shooting threes. We're not getting to the line. I mean, you know, when it isn't dropping, go to the foul line. Because once you get some foul shots, then your shot will come. You've ever heard that before? Like, you know, it's good that he got to the line. It'll get a stroke going. Then it'll feed off. I'm just disgusted, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, I don't think I've ever not wanted to turn on the sports channels in the morning like I have for the last 2 days.
Yeah, and it's been building up a lot these like this past week. We were talking about it offline 2 days ago that the Heat lacked offense, and I saw the same thing last night for Game 5. Do you think there is a lack of offense going on with the Heat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they don't – there's nobody to go to. You know, Jimmy is not playing Jimmy ball. I don't know if it's, remember I was I was always on his case for a long time. And then I've been praising him this year and, you know, he can't hit a basket. Even his normal shots are not going in. I don't know what's going on. And this is home. And then you got Vincent just jacking up threes from all over the place. You got Victor Oladipo hitting back throw, shooting back to back air balls. Wide open threes, air balls. How do you get paid that much money to shoot an air ball wide open? Which, I can hit the rim.
Which the stat is the Heat missed 38 three-point shots last night.
38. How many times did he go to the line? How many free throws they have?
That I don't know, have that stat with me. Okay. But I'll look it up while you're talking.
So, you know, if you miss 38 free throws – I mean, I understand you live by the sword, you die by the sword, but you're dying. This is the playoffs. You got to adjust. And they're all professional basketball players that can drive to the hoop. Drive to the hoop. I don't understand how, you know, you are not adjusting your game. I mean, look, Steph Curry by far is one of the best shooters we've ever seen. Is that a fair statement?
Correct.
Okay. Doesn't he take it to the hole?
Yep. He does sometimes. Yeah.
He does a lot of times. When he takes it to the hole, he makes a lot of twos. You know, it's just his threes are so impressive that it overshadows, but the takes a lot of twos. He takes it to the hole, dishes it or makes it. You know, and I just don't, you know, again, Tyler Herro shouldn't be the X factor. We should have a bench that's better, you know, that's deeper. And I just think it's looking like more and more. Let me tell you, Jaylen Brown, he's a player.
25 like, points last night.
He's just like, yeah, but he, every time he shoots, I feel like it's going in. Like, I don't even have that with Jason Tatum. You know, Brown is just an assassin, right? And Marcus Smart got into foul trouble. We couldn't do anything. How do you let it open up to 20-something points? So the defensive play – by the way, I started counting. Do you see how many times the Celtics are passing that ball?
Quite a lot. Very, very Warriors-like.
Okay, the Heat aren't.
Right.
You know, and then you could say, well, they're behind. Well, you're behind. It ain't helping that you're missing and they're scoring. You better hold on to the clock. Because if you're down by 10, what good is it to try to catch up real fast just so they could score?
Okay, so I got the stats. The Heat were 7-45 in three-point shots. Free throws, there were 13 for 14. Okay. Not bad.
13, no. How many times were the Celtics at the line?
17 for 23.
Okay, so they got to the time almost 40% more.
Correct.
Okay, that's number one. The game before that, it was even worse, right? They were at the line. Mm-hmm. They had 20-something points. The margin of loss was equal to the free throws they made. Okay, so we're not getting to the line because you're jacking up 45 threes. And now you're missing. So there's no reason to worry about it. So you're going to protect against Bam. Right? There's no reason to worry about it. The reason why all these other guys are involved in the Warriors is because, Clay and them, they got to worry about them and it opens them up. It's just terrible. But I told you the last two games they played and the one game that they won they were winning by a large margin and let Boston creep back in. They crept back in because of poor offense.
Yeah. Last night, which I'll put in the points for the Miami Heat, Butler had 13 points. Bam had 18. Gabe Vincent had 15. And Duncan Robinson had 11. You mentioned Tyler Herro being a factor. Is he the factor? Do they need him for game six?
They definitely need him because he keeps them in the game and he has that spark. And you can't – I mean, you got to think about it. The guy who's voted sixth man of the year, it's like a Ginobili. You know, how could you say I don't need that guy, right? But the Heat have proven that they've been able to go to their bench and the bench is delivered. Think about it. Look at the guys that are starting, you know, undrafted players. Where do they come from? Their bench. Right? Victor Oladipo's playing better. Where'd he come from? The bench. But his offense is terrible. I mean, it would be nice for him to go back to the old days, but not for nothing. I mean, some of his offense he scores, the stat line doesn't show the lousy misses he makes. I mean, you're a professional. He shot two back-to-back air balls. Wide open. No hand in his face. Why not take a step, two steps in and hit the two? We're missing and giving them to. Missing and giving them to. That's where the gap. Look at the runs. You know, it's just – it's bad. We need Herro. There's no doubt. But is that going to change? Like, what was the final score last night?
93-80.
Okay, 93-80. So that tells me that the defense is still is there some degree, right? Because 93 points is not a lot of points, okay, in professional basketball today. Do you agree? Most games are over 100.
Correct.
Okay. So, all right, you got your defense there. But you're missing so much. 93-78. So it's so 15 points. And that's probably because they had scrub minutes in there.
93-80. So 13 points.
13 points. Okay. I mean, that is at least, you know, we should have won that game if you would have just made 2 points on some of your possessions. What were their field goal? What was the free throw, their field goal, attempts and made?
Field goal percentage for the Heat was 30-94.
What do you mean 30-94?
30. Now I'm trying to get like the basketball terms here because I'm so used to football.
Just tell me how many shots did they take?
They took 94 shots and then made 30.
Okay, but how many of those were inside the paint?
Field goal.
Okay, so
field goal percentage was 31%.
Field goal percentage was 31%.
And 3-point and for the Celtics was 46.
Okay, so that's a 15-point swing.
Yeah.
That's huge, okay? How many the field goal percentage? So what was the 3-point percentage?
13? 15% for the Heat and 30 for the Celtics.
Okay, so 15 more points. Think about it. Just pure statistically. Yeah. They should have got blown up by more points.
It could have happened.
They should have got blown up by more points. Okay, so it's their offense is anemic. I don't know what they're doing. I don't even know the offense they're running. I could tell you that I am impressed with the, you know, look, I want the Heat to win, but I don't want to win to go and play terrible basketball against the Warriors. Because right now, you know, I've been upset all year, but they've been counting out the Heat. Look where they are. They won number one. They this and that. They're just playing really bad basketball. Kyle Lowry's now – nobody's a factor there.
Kyle Lowry had 0 points last night.
Yeah, he threw up some bad stuff. He's injured. You know, it's just – you know, at the end of the day, that's why you shoot for your depth, and I just don't know what they're going to do. And be honest with you, so much as I want the Heat, you know, to win another game and, you know, and take it to game seven. But I'm concerned the last three games they played was terrible, even though they won one of the last three. Right.
So what do the Heat need to do to win game six and take this series back to Miami?
That ball needs to be moved around a lot more. Okay. It needs to be moved around a lot more. They need to do – someone needs to penetrate. They need to stop trying to jack up threes. They need to penetrate and dish, penetrate and dish, penetrate and dish, which is the way the game is played today. They got to get to the free throw line, okay? The other day, they had a chance to get into bonus early. I would have just gave the ball to Jimmy and drive, because the only way you can catch up to a team when you're behind – is by being able to get to the line early, because now it stops the clock and you get free points. And the only way to not be able to catch up to a team is letting them get into bonus. Because now, even though it stops the clock, you're constantly giving them free points. You know what I mean? So you can't let them score and you get them free points. So, you know, you give credit to Boston. Dude, I counted 6-7 passes a couple times when they came down. I mean, they passed the ball so much that they made bad passes, got it back in play, and still had time left on the clock.
The ball movement was healthy. Jaylen Brown, as we discussed, had 25 points. Jason had 22 points. Tatum had 22 points. Derek White had 14 points. And Al Horford had 16 points.
That guy's playing lights out, Al Horford. You got to give him credit, too. And then who's the other big guy? Dude, I've never seen so many block shots in a playoff game like I've seen here. And I mean, just purely block shots. They're just blocking their shots. It's embarrassing.
Not looking good for the Heat. Robert Williams, the big guy, the other big guy who came back for a while, had 6 points. Celtics are looking good. The percentage of a team winning game five to go on to the next round is 60%. So Celtics are looking good. Miami has won in Boston before. They could do it again, but they need to recoup really quick because game six is tomorrow night, Friday. So tonight is game five in San Francisco between the Mavericks and the Warriors. Victor, give us a quick prediction on that.
I'd like to see another game. You know, and you know, I'm a Warrior.
Don't tell that to Byron.
I'm a Heat fan. I'm a Warrior admirer, right? I don't think, you know, I don't know if Dallas can steal a game at home. I mean, they're just, you know, it's their firepower is just too strong. They pass the ball a lot as well. I think Luka, it's funny, it goes back to like in Jordan's days. There was a time early in Jordan's career, every time he scored over 30-something points, the team would lose. And in Luka's case, every time he would score, he's scoring over 40, the team loses. They're like, they were like 2-something in the playoffs when he's scoring a lot of points. So if you notice the other day they won, he only had 30-something points, right? And I say only, but he played defense. He did other things. They need something else there. You know what I mean? They definitely need something there in Dallas. And I just, again, just I think the Warriors, it's the Warriors to lose the championship. I don't think Boston could beat them.
I don't think Dallas could beat them.
I don't think Dallas could beat them. I don't think Boston could beat them just because – the Warriors they're tough, man. I mean, they don't. You could be start blowing them out by 20-something points. Go ahead. I have none but confidence they're gonna come back, right? And then, but Boston's playing really good. I mean, that ball movement, what they're doing there is fantastic. I mean, like I told you, the Warriors. The ball movement of Warriors is phenomenal, right? And that's great. You know, basketball. It's nice to see that because before basketball, everyone complained basketball is one-on-one sport, and it was. But now, you know, it's different. So, I think if the Heat don't get there, you know, I'm definitely shooting for the Warriors. I can't imagine Steph not losing in Clay, and I think it would be sweet for Clay Thompson to come back after 2 years of injury and get back.
I believe he was out for 3 years.
No, it was two.
It was two? Okay. I'm overstepping it.
But he come back and win the championship, and he's playing, still playing Klay Thompson ball. Even when he's off in the beginning, I know he's going to get hot, right? You don't see that with the Heat. So we need something else, you know, and Bam is just, I don't understand what we need to do to develop that guy. Because he's got the talent to do everything.
Case in point tonight, game 5 in San Francisco, Dallas Mavericks, Luka at the Golden State Warriors against Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Victor, tell us about tonight. You have Jersey Boys going on. What will you guys be talking about?
Tonight, we always talk about the NFC East and the Giants. And then there's an article I got to send to Byron about the former GM. Ranks Daniel Jones in the lower tier of quarterbacks as one, and then two. Byron sent me something regarding. Hold on a second. He sent me regarding an email regarding the. I didn't want to do that. Where is it? Top NFL quarterbacks. So we'll be talking about the top NFL quarterbacks. I'm sure we talk about that. And we'll be talking about the NFC East, you know, where what's happening there. And we're pretty excited for the season to come. So we'll talk about the Giants and probably some more about any changes to the roster. But that's pretty much we usually get into those topics. And then we'll depends on if the Bronco fan comes on or a Jet fan comes on. And, you know, we'll divert from there.
And possibly the owners might be pushing out Dan Snyder to be kick him off as the owner of the Commanders. So we'll see if that story will develop anytime soon. Victor Rocha, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Klay Thompson?
Sure. You have my Twitter is at the @ at @VAROCHO. So it's my first initial last name at Twitter. You can also reach me on my website, victorrocho.com, just like how my name is spelled, .com. And then we got the Jersey Boys Sportscast every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we got guests coming on. My co-host is a former Minnesota Viking. So he's gives really great insight as a professional player in the locker room. We have analytics co-host that comes on and has specific on analytics and how they're read. And then we have other co-hosts that have their own podcasts and so forth. So you can reach me again at victorarocho.com, or you can reach me at V Arocho on Twitter.
V Arocho. And of course, you catch his show tonight on our YouTube, our Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Search for The Sportscast or go to thesportscast.net, and all the links are there. Looking forward to it. And also,
by the way, there's good likelihood next week I may be doing Jersey Boys Sportscast live from New Jersey.
New Jersey. That's right. He's going.
And my, one of my friends' restaurants.
There you go. He's going back to his where Victor grew up. How he got tough.
Boy, New Jersey.
Anyways, I'm out of time. I got to go pay some bills. Victor, thanks for coming on to this impromptu podcast.
Yep. All right, let's pray for the heat. Peace.